Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about your CSRs and lead coordination, how important it is, you know, for them to value that lead and build a relationship with the homeowner. Well, today I want to talk about how they get the time commitment and how important that is for them to get the time from the homeowner for the sales advisors to do their job. Take a quick look at this brief video. Thank you for calling ABC Heating and Cooling. This is Wally. How may we save you money today?
Yeah, I'm interested in finding about replacing my current AC system.
Okay, great. Are you having any problems with the current system?
You know, it just seems to be getting a little old and a little tired. It's just not doing the job.
Okay. Do you happen to know how old the system is?
Well, I bought the house about 9 years ago. I think the house was built, I want to say, about 7 years before that, and it's the original equipment for sure.
Okay, so about 16 years or so. By the way, sir, do you mind if I ask your name?
My name is John.
Okay, John. And your last name?
Ketchell.
John Ketchell. Well, thank you so much for calling in, John, and I appreciate you being aware of the efficiency and comfort issues in your home, and of course, that's what we are designed to take care of you. Let me give you a little bit of an idea of how this process works. Typically, in a situation like yours, we will send out one of our HVAC design consultants, and their primary responsibility, John, is to measure your home and do what's called a load calculation. Now, the reason for this is really simple. Number one, it's recommended by the U.S. Department of Energy to ensure efficiency of your system and quality of life comfort in your home. And more importantly, the Department of Energy estimates that well over half of all HVAC systems are improperly sized. They're oversized because oftentimes people will just use kind of a rule of thumb or kind of a guesswork, or if there's 3 tons in there now, they go back with a 3-ton system. And the reality is, if you've changed your windows in your home to double or triple pane, the demands on the HVAC system will probably be less than when they had the older single pane windows. You could take your exact home, the exact floor plan somewhere else in your neighborhood, and have it turned a different direction towards the sun and have different types of windows. And next thing you know, it's a completely different load calculation. So what we like to do is to have one of our comfort consultants come out. They're going to measure your home. They're going to look at the windows. They're going to look at the attic insulation. They're going to look at the construction of the home, the siding, all these different factors, and follow a formula as outlined by the Department of Energy to do a proper load calculation. Now, John, this process, depending how long it takes to measure your house and depending how long it takes to answer any questions you may have, this process can take about 60 to 90 minutes. So is that going to be an acceptable amount of time for you all?
How long will it take?
Typically about 60 to 90 minutes, again, depending on how many questions you have and how long it takes to measure the home.
Well, I probably won't have a lot of questions, but that seems like a lot of time. I was kind of hoping to do this on my lunch break, kind of get out there and get it done.
Yeah.
Is it really going to take that long?
Yeah, well, and I can certainly understand. You're a very busy man, I'm sure, and I appreciate you wanting to get done on your lunch break. And the reality is many contractors will very much rush the process, and that's probably why Department of Energy says over half the systems are oversized. Because in many cases, homeowners are in a hurry. You're a very busy man. I'm sure family, career, bills, dogs, friends, bowling and softball, whatever you do for recreation, there's a lot of demands on your time. As a result, sometimes when you have to deal with a project like this from your home, it cannot really, be a priority. I certainly understand that. But at the same time, it's critically important that we get this system sized properly. An oversized system, John, in many cases, will last a fraction of the time that it's supposed to. In other words, instead of 20 years, it may last, 10 or 13, or like you're talking about in your case, maybe only 15 years instead of in 20 years. But one of the other considerations is the comfort of the home. In many cases, if the system is short cycling because it's oversized, it'll be kicking on, kicking off, kicking on, and kicking off. Does your current system do that? Does it come off and on quite a bit?
I really haven't noticed, to tell you the truth. It seems to just be on all the time, quite frankly.
Well, that could be just the exact opposite problem. It could be undersized and therefore struggling to keep up. You called in originally because you were saying that it just didn't seem like it was doing the job. Does it seem like in the hottest part of the day or maybe at night, it's not cooling to your satisfaction?
Yeah, when I get home a little bit early from work, I kind of almost have to wait for the sun to go down to get it cool, and that's why I'm calling.
Right, no. Well, and that probably is a reflection of the system being undersized, which of course is, the opposite side of the problem of oversized, but it comes from the same place, and that is the contractor not taking the time to properly, size the house, size the system, measure the house. So when you think about the, you know, potential investment that you could be making here, does it seem like it would be worth to make sure that, you know, that we measure twice and cut once? In other words, we make sure the system is perfect before we do an installation so that we make sure that we don't have a problem like you're experiencing now.
Well, that makes sense, but I got to be honest with you. I had a guy out here last week, and he was in and out in 25 minutes, and it seemed like he did a thorough job.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, John. Did he ask you the square footage of your home?
He did.
Yeah. And when our design consultants come out, they're going to show you a couple of articles, one from the Consumer Reports and one from Department of Energy, and both of them specifically say be leery of contractors who do their estimates based on house size and vague rules of thumb. So I'm not going to comment on this gentleman specifically that came out, but you know, you can use your own judgment and figure out whether or not he can do a proper load calculation in that short amount of time. And really, when you're talking about an investment like this into your home, really the infrastructure of your home, the heating and air conditioning system, in most cases we find that homeowners are really willing to trade off a little bit of time to make sure the system is designed perfectly. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, it does make sense.
Okay, great. Well, let me get some more information from you, and we'll go ahead and get the appointment set.
Okay.
You know, as we always know, we need the time, and we need both homeowners there. And if we have the time, we got both homeowners there, we've got a much better chance of getting the job. In this video, I want to talk directly to your CSRs about how to get both homeowners present as often as possible. Thank you for calling ABC Heating and Cooling. This is Wally. How may we save you money today?
Yeah, I'm interested in finding out a little bit more about a new home comfort system.
Okay, awesome. Well, that certainly is our business. Do you mind if I ask your name, sir?
Sure, of course. It's John.
And John, your last name?
Ketchell.
John Ketchell. Awesome. John, if you don't mind me asking, how did you find out about us?
You know, I was driving out of the neighborhood and I saw one of your trucks. Okay. So I figured I'd give you a call. I went online and you guys were there. So
awesome. What part of town are you in?
I'm in the northeast side.
Okay, northeast side. Well, we were just up there, looks like in your neighborhood just a week or so ago. So that probably was the day that you saw the trucks. Well, listen, we really appreciate you calling in. Let me give you a little bit of an idea of how this process works. In terms of you going from an older system to a new system, what's the age of your current system, John? If you happen to know.
Well, it's the original equipment. I bought the house 10 years ago, and I was not the original owner. I would say about 17 years old.
Okay, so yeah, it's definitely at the tail end of its life, losing a lot of efficiency. Probably not as comfortable as it used to be as well. Probably lost.
Yeah, it seems to be always on.
Yeah, awesome.
Never stops.
Never stops. Well, let me explain to you a little bit about how we handle this process. You may have called other companies by now, John. In many cases, contractors will simply just ask you the square footage of your home and try to properly size your system based on square footage. Have you had any conversations like that?
Yeah, I actually called two other companies and they both asked me that question.
Yeah. Well, here's why that really is a significant thing to consider. When we send our guys out, their number one priority is to properly measure your home and to properly size your system. The Department of Energy estimates that well over half of all HVAC systems are improperly installed and improperly sized. And the reason they're improperly sized is because they've done kind of what the two companies you've called have done. They just get your square footage and they think they know the size of the system. Well, Consumer Reports and Department of Energy cautions us to be leery of contractors who do that. And here's the reason why. The bottom line is your house, the exact same floor plan across a different part of town that has a different orientation towards the sun, maybe different attic insulation, different siding, maybe different types of windows. Those changes can dramatically change the energy usage and the load demands of the system on the identical floor plan. And so the reason that Department of Energy recommends and that we do this load calculation is to make sure the system is properly sized. It's critically important. Because your current system, you said it's running all the time, there's a pretty good chance it's undersized, which of course is the opposite problem. But you don't want your system running 24/7 and then not even doing the cooling that you expect from that. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I walk in front of the sliding glass door and you can feel the temperature change. It just gets warmer.
Awesome. Well, we're definitely going to take care of that. By the way, I couldn't help but notice a little dog in the background there. What kind of dog do you have?
It's my wife's dog. It's a Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu? And is it a little puppy boy or a little puppy girl?
Well, you know, these things never get bigger than 6 pounds, so they all seem to be a little puppy, but it's a boy.
Little boy. What's his name?
Theo.
Theo. Well, say hi to Theo for him. We look forward to getting a chance to make the house more comfortable for him as well. At any rate, John, this process of measuring the house, which, you know, we're going to go room by room, look at the windows, attic insulation, a lot of different factors. This process can take about 60 to 90 minutes, depending on how many questions that you have and, you know, depending how long it takes to measure the house. One of the things, John, that's really helpful in this whole situation to you and your family in this process is to make sure we get both homeowners involved in the design process. The reason that's important is that when we design a system, John, we guarantee that it's going to be perfect. We also guarantee that you and your wife are going to love it. And the last thing that we want is to design a perfect system for you, but then there are some accessories or perhaps indoor air quality products or other features or accessories that maybe your wife did want or didn't want, and bottom line is she doesn't like the system. And what that does, obviously, puts a big burden on us to make sure the system satisfies everybody. So we like to get both homeowners involved in the design process. So given the fact it's going to take 60 to 90 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, and that it's beneficial for you to have both homeowners involved in the design process. Is there a time that we could come out and meet with both you and your wife?
You know, that's going to be a little bit of a problem. We kind of work opposite schedules.
Okay.
So it's going to be tough to get us both in the same place at a time. And you know, listen, I know my wife, so I'm pretty confident that I know what she's going to want.
Right.
Is it really a big deal?
Well, it kind of is. On the other hand, we want to be respectful of your time and your wife's schedule as well. But I would like to extend this offer, John. We can come out at times that are really convenient for you and your wife. This decision, it's really about you. It's really about your wife. It's not about our convenience, right? It's about coming out when it works for you. As I mentioned, it's very important to get you both involved in the design process because we want to make sure that your wife loves the system. And the reality is, you know, buying a heating and air conditioning system today, John, is a little bit like buying a car. There are so many different variables in designs and technology and efficiency and this and that and the other. I mean, if you were going to go buy a family car, would you get your wife involved in that process?
Yeah, I better. I'd be in big trouble.
Hey, man, if I brought a new car home without checking with my wife and having her pick it out, I might be homeless or something like that. So, but it's not that much different with a heating and air conditioning system. Back in the day, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you know, HVAC systems were HVAC systems. But today there's such a huge variety in accessories and indoor air quality products and different fan operations, you know, from continuous fan to modulating fans to off and on fans, all these different variables, different efficiencies, just a huge amount of different options. And so it's a little more difficult perhaps to buy an air conditioning system than it would have been, you know, 15 years or so ago. So because of those variables, it's really important that we get your wife involved in the process. Now, having said that, we can come at a very convenient time. We can come out in the evenings. We can even come out on a weekend. Whatever time would work for you and your wife. Have to be a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we can certainly make that happen. How about 10 a.m. this Saturday, John? That'll give you guys a little time to sleep in and have some breakfast, take Theo for a walk, and then we can have we're going to have Winston come out, actually, and have this discussion with you about a new system.
You know, 9 would be better.
Okay.
If it's going to take an hour and a half this way, that'll at least give us the second half of the day to hang out.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Well, John, let me get a little more information from you, and we'll get this all set up.
You got it.